Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky B, Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to our fun size edition of The Broadcast.
Yay, fun size.
We're trying a thing. Don't mind us.
We like fun size things, yeah. Like Vicky.
Yay. But let us know what you think via our many avenues, and by many, I mean two.
There's three.
Three, excuse me. Oh, yeah, email.
We have an Instagram at the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you may email us at the broadcast 999@gmail.com.
Yes. And we did get a message on Instagram I teased in the previous episode that we were going to get to. And it's loading. Okay. And I don't know if he wants us to say his name. Marty. It's Marty. Okay. Cool. Marty. I'm not going to say his Instagram name just in case, but Marty. It says, thanks for nearly a whole show based on my question. I could provide a whole month or two of material for your show from my recent ex. I started listening to your show since our breakup in the summer of 2017. Now, do you mean our morning show or our podcast?
Or both.
Yes. I have learned more about me and my worth and what I want and need in a relationship. The worst part is that we have a child together and she's using the kids against me. Mm. I'm guessing they have one kid together and then she probably has another kid. I don't know. Because he said kids, but he said a child. So I'm a little confused.
Oh, oh, oh.
1.5 years of court is still going just to see my son. See, dang. Lots of material for your show. LOL. Anyways, love the show. Love you, Vicky. Let's get trappers. Mm. Like you, Sarah, no H, but Mix-a-Lot has your her, LOL, and get Sage's ass out of them meetings. Don't ever stop the cast, Marty.
Yeah, Sage.
And then it says, and get CC on the show. My two questions, are you upfront or blunt? And can you be transparent or honest? /honest.
Yeah, because we talked about what two questions mm-hmm. would you ask a first date. Just write that in there.
Yeah, it's like you're on a first date and someone says, are you upfront /blunt? And can you be transparent and honest? What would you say to those?
Isn't blunt and honesty kind of the same thing?
No. Well, yes. I have trouble with this because I have a few people in my life, some, where they're like, I'm just blunt and I am just... You know, I'm very honest and I'm upfront, and that's just my personality. I'm like, there's a difference between being blunt and being something that rhymes with blunt.
Yeah, I sometimes cross that line for sure.
And I hate it when people use that as an excuse, like when they're being really like out of line. I'm not saying like, you know, okay, you're just being upfront, you're being you, whatever. But when they're really kind of getting there, it's like, okay, buddy.
I will sometimes say, though, sometimes being honest, it has to come across kind of as blunt because there's just no right way to say something. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be the answer the person doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Don't ask me if you don't want it. Yeah, well, you know?
That's why I don't ask you anything.
Yeah.
But there is like also there's a tone of voice. Like I have a friend who was in this. She was telling me she had this conversation with somebody. So she's the blunt one.
Mm-hmm.
So her friends invited her. Hey, you know, we're going to go to this beer festival thing. Do you want to come? And she, you know, she doesn't drink beer. So she says, instead of saying, I don't know, like, you know what? I don't really like beer, but, you know, so no thanks.
Thanks for the invite. Yeah.
Thanks for the invite. She's like, no. Why do you think I would like that? That's how she responded. And she's like, I'm just being more blunt in my life. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, no, that is not blunt. That's you being an a-hole.
Rude. Yeah.
You're being rude. And I feel like people don't know how to.
Yeah.
And I think tone of voice and it's the phrase you use. Like, I mean, when somebody's asking for your opinion, and that makes sense. Like, you can be as blunt and as honest, like, hey, enjoy.
Yeah.
But if someone's being, you know, just
trying to be nice, like,
and cool, like, why do you
if someone said
be?
That to me, I'd be like, dang, girl, don't be so feisty about it. It's I was like, just trying to be
Jesus,
inclusive.
Out of all the flavors in the world, you choose to be salty.
Salty's pretty yummy, though. Let's get real. Yeah. I would be like, hell yeah, I feel like I'm pretty blunt and pretty transparent. So I'd be able to say, yes, probably more than you want me to be, honestly.
And I sugarcoat things. I'm not gonna lie there.
Yeah,
I tiptoe around things until I'm really comfortable around somebody, and even then
it's still hard for you. Yeah,
yeah.
And you're not very blunt.
Although recently there's some people, maybe the same girl from earlier, where recently I just kind of like, okay, so this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what's going on.
Skirt, what'd you just say?
And I'm like, just heads up. Like, because of this, this is what happened. I don't know if you realize
this.
Sometimes
you gotta be, because some people are just stupid.
They're like, oh my God, I didn't realize it. I'm like, yeah, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, you're still not gonna stop, but... At least I can be blunt with you. And right.
And we did get another message from Marty, and it says, had a court date Monday for my son after over a year of court battles. I finally get to see him and have him for a whole weekend. And after the slander and being alienated by a controlling ex, and we have a trial for it for 90 days, she wants to come to mediation after this last hearing. Patience, praying, and hoping. Finally, listening to your show through these times helped. Venting, laughing, joking, learning. It helped. As little as it seems, keep it up and keep the hour shows, Marty.
Oh, well, I'm glad that kind of is all settling down.
Yeah, like it's...
I know that can be such an ass show.
But we're sending you good energy. Yeah! What were we saying earlier?
Oh, getting your namaste.
Getting your namaste. It's your state of mind that's happy and good.
Yeah, and he sent us a picture of him and his child hanging out this morning. Aww. They said they had a really good weekend.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay.
So look at them. They're so cute.
Oh, that does look really sweet. So I'm glad he had a really good weekend.
Yeah.
But this kind of got me thinking. I know he has a son, but it kind of got me thinking about how hard it is for people to raise kids, especially little girls. And especially if there's divorce in there.
'Cause we're crazy.
We are crazy. And I hear you were a lot rougher. You were pretty tough as a child.
No, my brother was actually the tough one, surprisingly. I don't think he appreciated. My brother's 3 years older, so I don't think he liked that another baby was taking the attention away from him. And so I think he was a little rebellious and not happy about it. 'Cause, hello, I'm here. I'm the baby girl. I'm the light of everyone's life.
We were switched because, like, I'm the oldest and I have a younger brother.
Were you upset when your younger brother?
I was excited, but then I would play too rough with him. Apparently, there's like my mom was telling me the story this weekend where the crib was right next to the bed, and when I was little, and he was little baby, I went in. I was like 2 years old. And I climbed in there like a spider monkey.
And just took him.
And I grabbed him and I threw him on the bed. And I'm like, oh my God, like, how is he not dead?
At least you threw him on the bed, not the ground.
Right? Like, we're lucky that the crib was right there.
Yeah,
because really, that would have been bad.
Oh.
But
then I think later on, definitely, I became... girl, we have like... I don't know why we're so crazy.
Hormones.
Our hormones, and we're just... dramatic.
It's just super awkward. We're like dealing with like all these feelings, and if you're not able to talk about them, and like I never really had like the sex talk with my parents, so I didn't really know like all these things that I found out myself. Because I didn't have that open communication with them.
Well, yeah, and still it's like awkward, and you don't really want to listen to them, and you're like, whatever, yeah, I'll just figure it out on my own anyway, like, shut up.
And that's kind of... Well, my cousin has two little girls, soon to be three.
Yikes.
And
I'm so sorry.
We have this understanding that I want to be in their lives as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And when I have kids, she'll do the same, because we know there's going to come a day where they're not going to want to listen to the mom and dad, but they'll go to their aunt.
Like, yeah, I want to... have a good relationship in there. It's like the cool aunt.
Right. So that's what I want to have, that relationship, so she can talk to me, she can feel comfortable. But her mom is also, you know, she's totally fine because she knows I'm not going to lead her down a bad path.
Would you tell your cousin everything
if she was doing something that was harming herself?
Yeah.
Then yes, I'm kind of do the whole therapy rules.
What about like sex or like that kind of stuff? No. Like if she came to you and was like, Auntie Vicky, I'm totally having sex. Like,
it's like, are you using protection and stuff? And like, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
I use this condom, but like, you know. And then what if the cousin asked you like, oh, is she having sex?
It's like, you know what? This is my bond. It's like, you need to sit her down. I try to be like, hey, you know what? Try to talk to her about this. Like, bring this up or something, and then try to see if you can get it out of her naturally.
You got to work on your lying or something too, because that's so obvious. Like, I can't tell you because I have yes, she is having a...
I'd be like,
you know.
I mean, I wouldn't say it that way. I'd probably say it along the lines of, like, my relationship with her is between me and her. So whatever is said is between us.
Don't ask any questions.
So I'm not going to give you any information whether she is or isn't.
That's good. So. I approve of that.
But if she is harming herself or doing dangerous behavior, then yes.
Yeah.
That's something that needs to be alerted, assuming, you know, she's underage and all that stuff. But I did find this article on BuzzFeed that says women got brutally honest about what men need to know about raising daughters.
Oh.
And if you can have like a piece of advice for your dad. Like, I mean, I love my dad. I know you love your dad. We don't have daddy problems.
I know, dude. Isn't that shocking?
Right.
And yet we still turned out like this.
Yeah, messes. Mm. But, I mean, there's a few things I would have been like, dude, dad, you didn't have to do that. Or mom or anybody. Just like, it's different in like the Mexican culture. They make comments about weight and like they'll call you, like they'll, like a term of endearment is gordita, which means like little fatty.
Oh, dang. Like yeah. In like an endearing way?
In an endearing way, but it's still not nice to hear.
Yeah. So people still get offended like you right. would in America, like someone called you that.
Yes. I mean, if your grandma or your, you know, boyfriend called you that, and it's like a term of endearment. But if someone called you a gordita, like that could also be, you know, making fun of you.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if someone called me that and I knew what it meant, I'd be like.
Like my brother's thanks. Nickname. I mean, my brother's super skinny, but to this day, his nickname is Gordo because when he was a baby, he looked like a Michelin man. He was just this chubby little chunk. But then my cousins, they're about like a year apart. And one was always stick thin, stick thin, stick thin. And the other one was like a little chunkier. And in high school, she lost the weight. But she's always had a rounder face than her sister. And her sister was always just super skinny naturally.
That would be so annoying.
But they called her flaca, which means skinny girl. And then gorda, fat girl.
That so, is like, so
it
terrible.
It sounds worse in English.
Yeah.
But it's still not like, I mean, I don't know. I've never asked her if she liked that nickname or not, if she was cool with it.
I mean, I guess it's kind of like if someone calls me a bitch, like yeah. that's no big deal to me. But like right. maybe in a different it's culture, like, it's like a really bad thing.
Well, like I learned that calling someone stupid or an idiot in Spanish, or at least in Mexico, is a lot worse than in English.
Than here. Yeah.
It's not like a swear word or anything, but it's an insult.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, and oh, here it's like you're stupid. Okay. And it's just like, okay, whatever. But it's like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
That's pretty mean.
So did your family members or like your mom yeah. or
my dad and my mom would comment about my weight and make, you know, this and that, which led to some issues later on, not gonna lie. So I, like, they walk around eggshells now, but part of me, well, it's like one of the things I would tell them, it's like, don't do that, because we're in a different we're not
totally.
In Mexico. We're not in Mexico. It's a different context here.
Did they realize that it bothered you, or did they just kind of realize the culture here and that?
No, they realized that it wasn't helpful for me once.
Is it helpful for anyone in that culture?
No. I mean, I don't know if it bothers them. I need to find somebody to see if that really bothers
them. It doesn't faze them, really.
Yeah. But it really messed me up for a while. So that'd be the only thing. But now they walk around eggshells. They don't comment or anything.
You're like, but you better not.
I'm like, well, I mean, I appreciate that you're thinking now.
Yeah, right. No gordita or the other one.
Flaca.
Flaca. Yeah, I would say for my dad, just he's way better now. But his temper.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The therapy finally helped after many, many years, and he's kind of chilled out. But my mom is a saint for dealing with him for that long, because I'm his child and so is Joey. So we don't really have an option.
You're
for
stuck.
Your kids. Yeah. But my mom definitely had her option, especially moving every year from radio job to radio job. Like, and him being as crazy as he was. Dang, mom. Good for you. But yeah, that's probably one thing.
It's just like, deal with your temper.
Yeah. It's just a little better. But now he does, so Gucci.
One of the things here says, don't act like feminine things are shameful or boring. Don't be the dad who stays out in his car during his daughter's ballet class because sitting with the dance moms is too embarrassing.
Yeah, screw you if you're like that.
It's just like, why? Like, that is your little girl and she's doing what she loves. Like, why does that bother you?
I would be so pissed if my dad did that or like missed any of my recitals or something. And it sucks because I used to think I was like this badass dancer, like everyone's going to be so entertained. And then I didn't realize, like, wow, they had to come to like every one of my performances. And it wasn't that great, you know? And it's just not my performance. It's like 2 hours worth of people performing.
Right. Your poor parents.
Sorry.
Another one is, the way you treat your wife or girlfriend will teach me how I should expect men to treat me.
Ooh.
I was gonna say my dad is like super romantic, which is funny because my mom isn't. So like for 1 year for their anniversary, because they haven't worn wedding rings, and it never occurred to me how weird this is, but they don't wear wedding rings. They never have. They did when they first got married, but then they both got jobs where they couldn't.
Yeah.
And so they just got too fat for them and never got new ones. Oh. So years later, my, like, this was maybe like 10 years ago or so, my dad went out and bought them new wedding rings to wear.
Did she love that?
Like, she's
not really. She's like, whatever.
She's very indifferent, which kind of pissed me off. But
it's
she's
like a gesture.
Yeah, she's not very. Anyway, that's just a thing with my mom. But the things like that my dad does. And for me, I'm not like, oh, buy me presents or anything. But what that symbolized and what that mm-hmm. meant and like the thought he put into it.
Yeah.
Like he always makes sure he has like flowers, like, or this year for Valentine's Day, he couldn't get out. So he had like, oh, pick up some flowers for me, please. And pick this up for her, get her cake. And like,
that's so cute.
He makes sure to do all that. And when my brother was born, he always made sure that I had equal amount of attention. So my mom would be taking care of my brother. So whenever my brother would get a present, I'd get a present.
So you wouldn't hate your brother like my brother hated me.
And I think it was because I was the first, not only child, I was the first grandchild. So all my uncles and aunts and my grandparents just loved over you. The moon. Just like for 2 years, like not including the year my cousin was born, but still like I was on top of the world. So my dad's like, okay, this can go bad quick.
Yeah,
so we need to make sure we like ease into this.
For real. I always like, I don't know. I think for sure you should definitely see how man should treat a woman mm-hmm. like with that. But then I also think, and maybe it's just me, like I feel like I know kind of my self-worth and mm-hmm. what I would put up with and not put up with for a man treating me a certain way.
And just seeing how like it's when you see the negatives in people, you're like, I know how I don't want to be as well. You can learn in that way. And that's kind of like seeing my mom. It's like, I know what I don't want to do.
Yeah. Your mom should at least be like thankful and like.
Right. And she was like, yeah, oh my God, thank you. But it wasn't like, if it was me, I would have been like, oh my God, like ecstatic. Yeah,
like yesterday, George just randomly bought me flowers back from work or whatever. And I was like confused. And I was like, wait, why is this? What? It's not my birthday. It's not Valentine's Day. It's not our anniversary. Like, he's like, I just wanted to get you flowers. And I was like, really? You know?
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like the other person I think does it to kind of get that reaction, mm-hmm. like that simple gesture, like they want a reaction. So if I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like he probably wouldn't do it again.
Right.
Because he'd be like, okay, well, she don't care. Even if I did, I just didn't really care that. You know what I mean?
And like, that's for me too. Like I don't ever expect gifts and I'm not the like money, like, oh, I want everything expensive and pretty. But like, I love when like that happens. Like I had an ex-boyfriend who he had, I think I've mentioned this before, he had a copy of my car key. Because before I lived in Seattle, I needed somebody here to have a key just in case I locked my keys or I lost them or whatever. Just so they'd
that's very smart.
So he had a copy of my keys. And so he would go into work around the time I'd get off work. So he would come in early, go to my car, and leave me flowers in my car.
Aww.
And I'm like, stuff like that, that gets me. I love, I'm a romantic at heart, and I love to return the favors.
Yeah, like, except it's so much easier for a guy to do it to a girl.
Right.
I'm like, you want some beef jerky? Like, I don't know what to get you.
People made fun of me because I made like a fort, a living room fort, and I made like a steak dinner. And I invited the guy over. I didn't tell him what we were doing. I'm like, okay, bring formal clothes. Bring, like, I told, because I didn't want to give it away.
Yeah, just bring your pajamas.
I'm like, bring pajamas, bring casual clothes, and bring formal clothes. And so he came in, like, dressed formal, and I put on a formal dress. We had dinner at the table, and then we got into the fort, and we watched movies, and we watched his favorite movie. And
I texted. That's sincere.
I texted my guy friend before, and I'm like, what do you think of this? Is this too much? And he's like, if a woman did that for me, I'd marry her on the spot.
Cute. You should have done it for him.
I know. Believe me, I'm trying. He's hot.
How many years later are you trying?
Well, I've known him since high school, and it's.
Oh, shoot. So, like 10. Okay.
Yeah, well, 15 almost.
Oh, Jesus. Girl, we're going to make this happen for you.
Well, he is in Portland.
Oh, that's not too far away.
No, plus we're going on the party bus. I might have to invite him.
You should.
Yeah, be like, come meet us at Acropolis. Actually, last time I was in Portland, I'm when I met up with him, we went to the Acropolis.
See? Perfect.
Let's see. It's another one on here. It says, if we're avoiding a male relative's house, take the hint. Don't force us to go.
If we're avoiding a male relative's house.
And it's not so much indicating.
So like that, your dad's brother kind of thing?
Yeah, or any relative. Like, it's like, hey, we're going to your uncle's house or this or whatever, and if you don't want to go, it's not always that something bad happened, like there was assault or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, and I had this too as a kid, because bad stuff did happen to me, But there were certain people whose energy and vibes, like, they were awesome people. And I, to this day, I'm like, this is a really nice person. He's really cool.
Yeah.
I just can't be around him because I don't know what it is. Maybe he reminds me of somebody. I just can't be around him.
Oh, is it someone like your dad's family member?
It's one of my dad's friends. Like, one of his really good friends.
And nothing ever happened?
No. And, like, I loved him and his family and stuff. But it was just, like, as I got to a certain age, I was like, I don't want to be here. Like, and I don't know why. And my dad's like, did he do something? I'm like, no, he didn't. I just don't. Something feels wrong.
Can you hang out with him outside of his house, or is it at his house, or is it just in general?
It's just in general. I mean, like, and I don't see him very often anyways. I'm like, it's cool. It's like, hey, how's it going? Like, we're cool now. But when I was a kid, I was just like, I can't. And there was other people in my life too where I was like, I can't.
Weird.
And I couldn't explain it. It's just, I was uneasy.
That's interesting. Yeah, my dad, I mean, we didn't really know his real family and his adoptive family. Both his parents died before I was born, and I've kind of finally started meeting his adoptive people, sort of, but they live on the east. Like, we, so I have no idea. Like, I don't really have uncles or anything.
I don't have uncles or anything. Now you have a radio family.
Hell yeah. Hopefully Joey will have kids, so then I can be an aunt. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But yeah, that's interesting. I wouldn't have never, if I was a dude, I mean, or a girl, and like my son or daughter didn't want to go somewhere. I would make them go.
I'd sit there and be like, why? Like, I try to get it out of them.
Like, we're going there for Thanksgiving, damn it. Because sometimes kids are stupid and have no good reason. They just don't want to go or they don't have good food there.
But if it's a pattern and be like, okay, well, what's going on?
What's happening?
Try to figure it out.
But they might not even know.
Maybe like they're getting bullied by their cousin and they don't want to say something. Like, it could be anything.
I will kill that cousin.
Right. But one of the things that like it didn't occur to me as weird until I got older, and it makes a lot of sense. And I've had conversations with my mom, and she's like, no, you're right. That is weird that we do this. When we'd go to like a family reunion or any like house with a bunch of fellow Mexican people.
Yeah.
It was required that you go up to each family member and you give them a handshake or a hug or a kiss. Like, but it's always a hug and a kiss. Like when you shake someone's hand, it's always a kiss on the cheek.
One cheek. Yeah. Right.
And so it's like you had to do that individually for everyone and hug them. And it was just kind of like you're on display doing this for everyone. And it's just like you don't want to do that. And you had to do the same thing, say bye to everyone individually.
If there's a lot of people there and y'all have parties with a lot of people, everyone and their mom's invited, that would take like a day to
do. But it's just like sometimes I'm like, I don't want to have to like, I don't feel like when you're a kid, you're like, I don't want to hug all these people. I don't want to hug anybody. Like,
yeah, you're like, I don't really even know you.
So it was, I brought up a really good point. It's, and I got this from, I think, Will Smith. Because somebody asked him about his daughter's like hair. It's like, well, what do you say about your daughter, the way she dresses and her hair? And it's like, you know what? She can do whatever she wants, because the second I start telling her what she can and can't do with her body is the day she's going to think that I own her body. And I don't. It's she owns her body.
Mm. See, I always thought growing up, the moment my parents tell me to do this or do that, like, don't do this, I will do it. Like, I will do the exact opposite
say. That's you drunk. Teenage Sarah and drunk Sarah seem very similar.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was like in elementary school, I'm like, oh, you don't want me to wear these heels to school? Guess what? I'm going to put sneakers on and sneak these heels in my backpack and then put my heels on in school.
I
sprained my ankle.
I had the fear of God in me. Like, I was too, there was a few things that I did do that, you know, like, hey, sneaky, but there's a lot of things I didn't do because I was afraid. Like, I was afraid of disappointing them, and I was afraid of getting yelled at. Like, I don't like getting yelled at.
I mean, I guess I was used to the yelling, but I was very much like, I'm still like, this is my being. My parents wanted me to get braces. Nope. My parents wanted me to get contacts and glasses for the longest time. Nope.
You needed braces?
Oh yeah, I have spaces like crazy.
Oh, I'd and never noticed.
You know what? Thank you so much. Don't notice now.
I would have assumed that you had braces.
Oh, and I just like didn't ruin my tan or something.
I don't know. I just
or
never
just
really
perfect.
I just thought they'd look nice. Like,
oh
I
yeah.
Think,
no, they wanted me in seventh grade, and that's when everyone was getting them. And I was like, no, like, you can't tell me what this is my body. This is, you can't force me to do anything. Right. So then they made a contract and had me sign it and date it. So then I wouldn't blame them for the future and be like, well, I wasn't 18, so you should have made me do it. And I'm still, no, don't regret it. And I'm like, thank you for letting me choose.
Do you?
Yeah.
But I think just kind of respecting your kids' boundaries. And I get a little frustrated with people because they're like, your kid's going to run their life, like run the whole show. It's like, no, it's about respect. It's like, I want to give them respect. Granted, if they start misbehaving or doing a thing, like, I'm going to step it up. I'm not trying to be their friend. I'm trying to give them respect as a parent and as an adult.
Yeah. And I give, like, my parents a bunch of respect for, I feel like they were very, very good at that. They were very good at the boundaries thing. They were very good, like, my room is my room. They were very good at, like, you never go through my stuff, ever. If you think something's weird going on or something, you talk to me about it. Like, if you think I'm smoking weed or whatever, you don't just go snooping through my room. And I really hope when I'm a parent, I am like that too.
And that's, like, I didn't have that. Like, my parents, and that's probably one of the advice I'd give. It's, like, respect my boundaries. Because I eventually got a lock on my door because nobody would knock.
Ugh.
And even when I moved back in with my folks, and granted, they lived by themselves for a couple of years. So when I moved back, they weren't used to knocking.
Yeah, but there's still a person in the room behind the door now.
I'm like, Mom, knock. I'm like, you did this and walked in. Like, you didn't even give me time to respond.
Does your dad at least know?
No, my dad does.
Okay, good.
But now we,
that could be bad.
Now we do a thing where, like, are you decent?
Yeah.
And we'll yell. And it's like, nope, nope, don't come in. Well, or yes.
It's funny because my boyfriend lives, we live downstairs of my dad's house. Uh-huh. And so there's no, like, door to separate it or anything. So my dad will make a lot of noise coming down the stairs and be like, hey, guys, I'm coming down. Like, because he doesn't want to, you know,
or see anything.
See anything. I mean, especially if he saw any of my boyfriend. Like, that would be mortifying for both sides.
Oh, God. But,
yeah, keep the boundaries.
And then, like, there was a while when I was like, in my early early 20s or late teens, where they would open up my bank statements and I would get mad. I would get livid.
And see what you bought and stuff.
Like, I was so mad. I'm like, do you realize? I would yell at them. And I never, so I would yell back at my parents, but I never once did the, you're a bitch or I hate you. I never said those things. But I would
I
yell. I would fight back. And I'm like, do you realize what you just did is illegal?
Like, did they understand?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, you're like, no, I'm an adult now. This is illegal. Stop going through my mail.
So they didn't like, that is hella illegal. So at least they didn't fight that. And they like realized.
No, like, well, no, I'm like, you can't. Like, I have the upper hand here. I'm winning.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to see all my bank statements. I lovers. Okay. Gosh.
One other thing before we leave that I like, it's learn how to brush hair. When I was little, I cried every morning because before school because my dad would practically rip my scalp off with a brush. All he would say is, sorry, I don't know how to do girl hair.
First of all, you got to be hella gentle. Second of all, please learn to do a ponytail. Please learn to braid. Please learn to do pigtails.
It's not hard.
It's really, well, except for like French braiding.
French
I don't even know how to
do
that.
How to do
but
that either.
Yeah, just learn the basics because your daughter is probably going to want different hairstyles.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to, if I wanted my hair done, and my dad would do a simple ponytail when I was younger.
Yeah.
But if I wanted my hair done like a certain way, my mom would have to wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning. She'd wake me up, she'd do my hair, and I'd have to sleep really like softly.
Like not move your head at all.
Because she went to work really early in the morning.
That's so cute though.
Get the zigzag in the hair.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But if ladies out there listening, if you had advice for dads of little girls, what advice would you give? Or any kid, like what advice do you give for raising kids now? Because we're kind of in that weird
age.
Yeah,
even like with a dude, yo.
Yeah, like we're at a really weird age right now where I feel like people are going to overcorrect. Like asking for your baby permission before you change its diaper. I'm like, no, okay, stop being an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, I'm not going to, if a kid's like, please don't touch me or hug me, I'm not going to do that.
But then, yeah, but then it's also like, we're going to overcorrect, but then we're also in the age where it's like, they're like 12-year-olds with like social media and like looking like they're like 20-year-olds.
Yeah. So it's like, where's the line? Tell us, let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
All right.
Help us.
We'll chat with you next time.
Bye.